This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to pick up where we left off just before the break. We were talking about how Virginia is becoming the new California. Immigrants are turning the area blue. And so many of you who voted for the GOP ask, well, why won't the GOP oppose open borders? That's why Trump is soaring, is because he opposes that. That's what people thought they were voting for when they voted for Republicans in the Senate and the House. They're not getting that. Why aren't the Republicans doing that? It's going to be the extinction of the Republican Party, many people say, but they could care less, couldn't they? Why? Because it's simply a brand. The Republicans, especially at the top, don't stand for anything. It's like being a Dallas Cowboy or a Miami Dolphin. The players don't care. They just want to get the money. And that's what the congressmen are all about. They could care less which team they're on. The teams exist only to get you interested in the game, just like they create these interesting NFL teams, make them territorial so people can root for their city, so they can root for a Dallas Cowboy or a Miami Dolphin. Okay, we got our donkeys and our elephants. People get so excited about all of that. It's just to get you involved in the game. They could care less. From the GOP side, they're pushing this for the U.S. Chamber of Commerce because they want to lower wages. They want to be able to export jobs. And that's precisely what we're getting. But, of course, Trump is talking about it. Now Sheriff Joe is telling Trump, he says, let's go to Mexico. He says, I want to go to Mexico City, says Sheriff Joe, or somewhere in Mexico to talk to the officials, Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Says, now if Donald Trump wants to go with me, he can go with me because we both will talk about the economy, which is very critical. So I'm not going to give in on this one. Well, okay, the real issue, if you're going to go there, is about the war on drugs. And, of course, Sheriff Joe is 100% for the war on drugs. The war on drugs that has failed now for 45 years, that has given us increased crime, increased corruption, increased drug use. It is nothing but a massive export of capital out of this country while we import crime. Why are we following this policy? Let me give you an example of how it's destroyed our legal system. Here's a story from the New American. This is out of Oklahoma. An Oklahoma DA used asset forfeiture money to pay his student loan. Now, asset forfeiture, civil asset forfeiture, is just outright theft by law enforcement. Here's a couple of examples. An assistant district attorney in the state of Oklahoma lived rent-free in a house confiscated by local law enforcement under the practice of asset forfeiture. His office paid the utility bills. He remained there for 5 years, despite a court order to sell the house at auction. Another district attorney, second one, used $5,000 worth of confiscated funds to pay back his student loans. Now, this is a state senator in Oklahoma, Kyle Lovelace. He says, the more I learn about it, the more upset and outraged I get that we've allowed this process to get to the point where it's at. He says, your property is considered guilty until proven innocent. It's up to the individual to petition the government after they've seized it to prove that it is innocent. To me, on the face, that's un-American. Look, it would be un-American if you were considered to be guilty and you had to prove you're innocent, because we have the presumption, or supposed to have had, going back to the Magna Carta, we're supposed to have a presumption of innocence, a right to a trial by jury, that we be found guilty of something before our property is confiscated. But it is none of those things. They take your property. Your property is accused of the crime. That's not un-American. That's Kafkaesque. That's like something out of a Kafka novel, saying that the property created a crime. Do you see how they twist the language, how they lie to us, how they steal from us? This is the war on drugs. This is the cause of the crime coming into our country. This is what created El Chapo. You want to know how that guy became a billionaire? The same way Al Capone did, except with Al Capone, there was a constitutional amendment for prohibition. We never even bothered to pass a prohibition amendment for the war on drugs. Stay with us.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in Austin. Joining us now from England is Alex Jones. As I mentioned before, he's in Europe investigating globalist takeover. He's going to be filing reports all week, co-hosting from Europe as he travels through there investigating it. Joining us live is Alex. Alex?
That's right, David. Thank you for doing a great job. I'm going to be in the major cities of Madrid, Barcelona, Rome, Athens, you name it, in the next week and a half, reporting live on what I see. But I want to stop off a few days here in the UK and in jolly old England and travel around and see what I observe, watching television, listening to radio, talking to locals. The great news is there's a lot of info warriors. I have been, we have video of this that we're going to be uploading the next few days. For some reason, my YouTube code isn't working, so I can't upload videos. But Rob is flying in tomorrow to meet me, so we'll be able to get all that up and online. And just people all in downtown London, people out in places like Avebury, out in the countryside, people in small towns everywhere, gas stations, you name it, are huge listeners, are aware of what's going on. They're Christians, they're Muslims, they're black, they're white, they're old, they're young. they're aware of what's going on. But watching BBC television in my hotel room early this morning, I already knew about this a few months ago, but I didn't know it had escalated. They reported very calmly, David, like it was just talking about rain or something or a cricket game. They reported on that they had opened the tunnel after a month of being closed because illegals were pouring through by the thousands every day.
Wow.
And the EU and France was letting them in on the trains, on the buses. They were hijacking 18-wheelers, started attacking people, started robbing people. Because when you let them for years pour through and just ride on top of the vehicles and the trains, soon they start robbing the trains and beating people and attacking them, in some cases hijacking them and killing them. And then Nico, our producer for the TV audience, has played the video many times in the last month and a half of the hijacking of the buses, the hijacking of the 18-wheelers, the hijacking of the family cars. And this is, again, because Africa's collapsing, the Middle East is collapsing, much because the West has been destabilizing it. And so I'm just watching BBC, and I just calmly report that, well, most of the tunnel traffic and ferries are still closed, but some may be open soon. And so they just report it like it's no big deal. Imagine as globalism and Agenda 21 goes into high gear and shuts off more and more resources, how insane this is going to get. But tomorrow we're going to be covering with Paul Watson and Rob Dew and myself, the City of London within London. We'll be doing call-ins. We're going to be filing reports. You're, of course, going to be riding, basically as the conductor here or as the who's the guy in an orchestra, the conductor who's running the whole show. And all week and next week, we're going to have these reports. I'm going to be hosting via Skype and a lot more for the radio and TV audience of InfoWars.com. But so much is going on here. But another thing I noticed watching Sky Television, News Corp, Fox News here in the UK, and also watching BBC and listening to it on radio, they are worshiping Obama. They are absolutely, he is the second coming of Christ. And if you see the architecture, if you see what's happening with the resources, it's all Agenda 21. It's all about cutting the resources off, charging people for more. It's all about creating austerity. This is absolute total social engineering. But the good news is it transcends left or right. People are really starting to wake up and really starting to realize what's happening, David. So again, we're going to be here with you and the crew there in Austin, Texas, breaking this down, filing detailed HD reports. On the ground, but also doing live call-ins, all sorts of original videos, and especially produced reports looking over this, because you can watch TV, I can talk to experts, I can read the financial publications all day long, but to get on the ground and to actually see what's happening in Spain with 35% unemployment, or the UK with 45% of people on the dole or welfare, or to see what's happening in Athens, Greece, to see what's happening in Rome, Italy, where 2 weeks ago the London Telegraph reported the city is on the verge of collapse, months of rotting garbage on the streets, huge immigrant populations pouring in that the EU then puts on welfare to further bankrupt the countries. I mean, this is a front row seat to economic warfare. We're not being captured and taken over by tanks. We're being captured and taken over by banks. And so that's why I'm here in the EU covering all of this, because, you know, I sent the reporters, Rob Dew and Josh Owens and others, to cover Bilderberg a few months ago. I sent Joe Biggs down to the border, and that made national news with Josh Owens. And, of course, they caught the footage of the drugs being brought in across. You were just exposing the drug war. It's not that we're for throwing people in jail for drugs. We realize the whole thing's a fraud. They made the drugs illegal to jack up the prices and control the population. But still, regardless, if they're telling us we're taking your rights and freedom to keep you safe from drugs and terrorism, the truth is, just like narcotics and just like Al-Qaeda or ISIS, it's run by the criminal megabanks that have hijacked this country. They are the enemies. And if we can't identify that organization, if we can't reveal what they've done, we have absolutely no hope. But the good news is, as the real enemies are identified, as the people of the world come together, it's over. The most important thing I can say is to the listeners that I've already run into at the airport and at my hotel and then out in the middle of nowhere. Again, I wanted to travel in the middle of nowhere, go into a pub. There's like 15 people in it, six of them know who I am and come over and say they're listeners. Six people, 15 people at the Red Lion pub and inn in Avebury. That's where I am right now. I'm not staying there. I'm about to leave. But the point is, I'm about to go back to London. The point is, that's what's happening. That's what's going on. That's the power of people seeking out the truth. they don't know because they're not well known. Their faces aren't known. They don't get recognized. They don't know that there's a movement worldwide awake to this. They don't know how much power the Liberty Movement has. So when I bring this up, I'm not bragging. I'm letting them know you're not alone. You have fellow Liberty lovers from race, color, and creed around the world that are aware of what's happening and understand that the globalists are bringing in this tyrannical anti-human world government and that the collapse that they're orchestrating to bring in total control is imminent. We hope to hold back their program. We hope to hold back their agenda, David, as you do. But in case we don't hold it back, people need to know who did it and the way out of it, because they're going to use socialism, collectivism, and total control as the so-called answer to the crisis that they've helped basically create. So, David, I really appreciate you doing a great job while I'm gone and to the rest of the crew. And I'm going to go ahead and hand the reins back over to you, my friends, because it's not just about Alex Jones or anybody or InfoWars or David Knight. It's all of you that are the human resistance to the globalists and this high-tech tyranny.
Thank you, Alex. It's very interesting, too, to hear you talk about how they're treating Obama as God, because, of course, we've seen the clips of him talking about gun control. But the other thing he said was England needs to stay in the EU. Don't leave the EU. And he's saying, we need you. You're an important transatlantic partner. They don't want to see anybody get out of the EU. They want to keep everybody in the EU because they are now consolidating these regional groups into the next step of global governance. But as Alex was pointing out, this global collapse of the economy, look at how it's playing out in Puerto Rico, for example. We've got an article from Wall Street pointing out that UBS's Puerto Rico bond funds are imploding. Collateral value has dropped to zero. Investors are screwed. That's the headline. It says, we believe the probability of default is approaching 100% and that losses given default are substantial. That's from Moody's, the people that rate these bond funds. They're talking about $72 billion in bonds that were stuffed into numerous conservative-sounding bond funds spread across America's retirement portfolios. Where have we seen this before? Does this sound like the collapse of the mortgage market? Well, now they're doing it with municipal bonds in other countries, like in Puerto Rico. This is the way this all plays out. This is why there is massive immigration that is faster than the economies can absorb from third world countries into first world countries, just as Alex was talking about going on in Europe. That's why they're doing this. They have to implode the first world economies in the same way. They've gone to all of these third world economies. After World War II, they went in essentially operating as rent seekers, setting these countries up on massive loans from the IMF, from the World Bank, from the central bankers, the same people that we see as the Troika hammering Greece. They came in, they said, we want you to create a socialist state, and we're going to loan you money that you can just turn around and hand back in non-productive ways to the poor in your country. Instead of making people wealthy, we're going to have you put them on a welfare program. And eventually, what happens is you run out of other people's money. And when you run out of other people's money, they come in and they take your hard assets. That's what's going on in Greece. Again, going on back to Puerto Rico, they say about $26 billion in bonds fall into this category. Things like the government's development bank, highways and transportation authority, infrastructure finance authority, municipal finance authority. So now these things that would be building infrastructure, they're no longer able to support these because the massive overextending of credit, largely to pay for welfare programs. They're pointing out that UBS is heavily involved in this. They say UBS, despite well-known problems that Puerto Rico has been having for years, was not shy about loading up its clients with these worthless bonds. Same thing we saw happen in the mortgage buildup. Remember? They collateralized all these things. They sold them out there as good investments when they were just garbage mortgage loans. They say they encourage people to borrow money from UBS in order to buy these things. Do it on credit. Do it with leverage. That's why so many people say we need to go back to Glass-Steagall. We need to make sure that the banks who are insured by the countries are not going to be allowed to participate in this kind of highly leveraged activity that we saw happen with the mortgage implosion. But, of course, they're doing it here. They're doing it in Puerto Rico. And they say that since the collapse of Puerto Rico bonds, the funds have become, quote-unquote, legal headaches for UBS, as Reuters put it. We see the same pattern of behavior everywhere from these banks. And now we have a massive exodus of people from Puerto Rico that are going to Florida. These are people who are U.S. citizens. They will be allowed to vote in Florida. It will change the landscape. It will change the election. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we just heard from Alex. He's in England right now. He's going to be traveling across Europe investigating the globalist takeover, what they're doing to collapse the areas economically so they can then move in and take their sovereignty. That's been the goal of the stated goal. These people, I said, the only way that we're going to solve these problems in Portugal and Italy and Ireland and Greece and Spain is for them to give up their sovereignty. Alan Greenspan said it. The head of the largest bond fund in the world, PIMCO, said it. Many people have said that. They actually have done that now in Greece. They held a referendum, said, no, we don't like the terms that the Troika has given us. And they said, well, we don't care. We're going to set economic rules for you. We're going to give you a long list of regulations. We are going to take 50 billion euros worth of hard assets. We're going to extend credit to you of another 36 billion so you can continue to make payments, get further in debt, extend and pretend that you're getting out of debt. That's the way they're rolling this thing out. This is going to be the plan for every one of us. And so we need to learn from the tragic mistakes that have been made in Greece. We need to stop this. We need to pull back. As Alex pointed out, Obama is being hailed by the British media. That's what he sees there. They're hailing him as a savior. Why? Because he's there pushing back against the rising movement in all these different countries to try to get out of this European Union. He's saying, no, don't get out. We need you. You're important partners in the transatlantic union. That's what they're pushing now with everybody. But people are starting to see the handwriting on the wall as they realize this is a secret treaty. The TTIP, the TPP are both secret treaties that have been negotiated and written by corporations. Our elected representatives are not even allowed to see them, let alone us. So this whole thing is a sham. And again, Alex is going to be joining us all week with reports from there. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Paul Joseph Watson. There's an article that's up on Drudge. Another petition video from Mark Dice getting liberals to sign a petition to impose a 10% male privilege tax. And Paul Joseph Watson points out in his article that wraps that video, despite the fact that the gender pay gap is a complete myth. So we're going to talk to Paul Joseph Watson about that in the next segment. Now, before we go to that, I just want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWarsLife.com. We now have in stock Survival Shield X2. Remember, we have free shipping for just a couple more days in the month of July. X2 has over 400 positive reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. Over 99% of those reviews, the people say they would recommend it to a friend or a family member. So take a look at those reviews about nascent iodine, that Survival Shield X2. You can see those at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, we still have in supply some of our newest product, Deep Cleanse, that was just introduced last week. It sold out half of the large shipment that we got in. Alex said he doubled the size of the shipment. Nevertheless, half of it sold out in the first day. We've sold out about 85% of this first run, but it is still available at InfoWarsLife.com. Deep Cleanse is an all-in-one total body cleanser that uses nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients to cleanse chemicals and toxic metals from the body. It's a way to fight back against all the toxic pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and metals that are in your food supply. Again, you can get that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's nearly sold out, but we still have some of that left. And anything that you get at InfoWarsLife.com is free shipping through the end of July, and there's only 3 or 4 days left of that. Now, as I mentioned, Paul Joseph Watson is going to be coming on the next segment to talk to us about this article that he wrote around the video that Mark Dice did, having liberals sign a petition to impose a 10% male privilege tax. Let's take a look at that video.
I'm going to ask people to help fight income inequality by signing a petition to tax men at a higher rate, calling it the male privilege tax, to see if these feminist fools will sign a sexist petition to fight supposed sexism. We're trying to implement a male privilege tax.
And really?
We
want that.
It would be just a simple 10% tax on men's income, since they make more money, just to help offset the costs and the incomes.
That's really interesting.
And we need a few more signatures to support the male privilege tax.
Definitely sign for that.
Definitely sign for that. You know, these women, you guys don't make as much money, and, you know, men make so much more money than the women. The thing we can do to fight sexism is to really implement the male privilege tax.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before, but whatever they're trying to do right now is clearly not working, so I'm all for giving it a shot.
The male privilege tax will definitely solve a lot of these sexist problems.
That's the other guy.
Thank you for helping.
The guy and you're not.
Women make a lot less money than men, and so we're going to implement the male privilege tax just to tax the men at a slightly higher rate to help offset the income inequality. Need a few more signatures. Print your name, birth date, and a signature.
Okay, so we're going to have Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to play a little bit more of that for you, and he's going to talk about the reality.
We're on the march.
When we come back,
stay with
us.
Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and body extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson from the UK. He had an article that was on Drudge earlier today. Liberals signed a petition to impose a 10% male privilege tax. Just before we went to break, we played the video that was embedded there. That was the Mark Dice again going into California trying to get people to sign a petition that is absolutely insane and having no problem whatsoever in getting them to do it. Now, Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article wrapped around that talking about the myth of gender pay gap. So joining us now is Paul Joseph Watson. Welcome, Paul.
Hi, David. Good to be back.
Now, this article that we had, we were just watching part of that video, and we'll play some more of that for people in just a moment. But talk for a moment about the myth of gender pay gap.
Well, yeah, this is one of those feminist sacred cows that we hear over and over again, but it's been completely debunked. In fact, there's a video by Christina Hoff Summers in that article on InfoWars, and she's a dissident feminist. She's an actual first wave feminist. All the radicals basically hate her because she's very reasonable in her work. And she's done some great analysis of this, which is the fact that this gender pay gap, which they claim runs from anything from 17 to 23% of income, disappears, almost disappears when you factor in the choices of jobs that the jobs that men make and the fact that they work longer hours. So once these factors and others are actually brought into consideration, that gender wage gap completely disappears. So again, they've been flouting these fraudulent statistics about it for years, similar to the, you know, one in five or one in four college women are raped on campus, again, completely debunked. But these myths perpetuate because of the leftist media. So, of course, you played the video, Mark Dice goes out. As long as he says the words, you know, racist or sexist and acts as an authoritarian figure, they sign away the petition. Even though, in fact, on that video, there are people in the background, women in the background saying, you know, I earn more than my husband. What's wrong with that? It's down to what jobs you choose to do, which is exactly the case. So, again, it strikes at the heart of how they will believe these statistics with no consideration, no investigation whatsoever, and then claim that it represents male privilege. Does the fact that, you know, 93% of workplace deaths being men, does that represent male privilege? Does the fact that 94% of workplace suicides every year are men also represent male privilege? Again, you have these women going into university doing gender studies classes. They're not doing the STEM subjects. They're not doing science. They're not doing engineering. And then feminists whine about the fact that men are paid more. Well, yeah, they're doing different higher paid jobs and they're working for longer hours. So, of course, they're going to be paid more. It has nothing to do with the evil patriarchy oppressing women.
Yes, absolutely. It's using statistics in a way to get the desired outcome. We see that happening all the time with people. I think there's also an aspect of it, Paul, where you've got a group of people, and it's so easy to raise taxes when you come to one group and you say, I'm going to raise taxes on the other guy. Will you vote for that? That's a large part of what this is about. As I'm watching these women sign that petition, they're saying, oh, yeah, raise taxes on the other guy. I'm all for that because I'm not a guy. So they sign up for that right away.
Well, it's like when they, you know, people have gone to Walmart and petitioned for minimum wages at, you know, 15% hike or whatever, $15. And then they say, oh, by the way, do you want to pay double for that discount television that you've just purchased? And they say, well, no. So as long as it doesn't affect them, they're all for it. But of course, everything related to that eventually will affect them. And they don't realize that at the time. But there's also another piece that I posted on InfoWars about an hour ago, which is, again, completely ridiculous, as you would expect from feminists. But this is a Washington Post columnist saying this. And again, I get this over and over again where people say, you know, why are you talking about these insane ideas and proposals that feminists come up with? They've got no power. They've got no influence. They're just ranting on their little Tumblr blogs. Nobody's paying attention. Well, now that's not the case. A lot of these articles are in major publications. Of course, last week we had the man who felt guilty about the fact that he wasn't letting his wife sleep with other men because he was a feminist. His wife, with whom he had two small children, that was in nymag.com, again, another major publication. You had the guy in Slate, another feminist, writing in a big leftist publication, that barbecues were inherently sexist because they reinforced traditional gender roles and were inherently misogynistic. Again, complete lunacy, but it's being published in a major news outlet, which is part of this process which people have called the mainstreaming of lunacy. And, you know, if it's not consistently challenged, then that kind of warped thinking becomes the norm. We've seen it with the whole Caitlyn Jenner fiasco. Of course, that was sold as this big transgender rights issue where Caitlyn Jenner got this courage award at the ESPN event. Again, it's come out today that that was a cynical negotiation between Caitlyn Jenner's people and ESPN. They said, if you give us the award, we will give you free plugs on Caitlyn Jenner's TV show. And Jenner, in fact, threatened to pull out of the ABC 2020 interview if he, she, whatever you want to call her, wasn't given that award. So again, another public relations stunt based around money. And yeah, it was sold as this huge, you know, LGBT rights issue when it was a completely cynical hoax. So we've got another article on InfoWars right now, which is Washington Post columnist, air conditioning is sexist. Again, this is not out of the Onion. This is a serious article where this Washington Post columnist, Petula Dvorak, says that because women tend to wear less clothes in summer, and of course the AC is turned up, they're freezing to death in the office, whereas men who wear full suits are fine. And she's saying that that is, quote, another big sexist plot on behalf of the evil patriarchy. And again, it's not due to the fact that if you wear more clothes, you will tend to be warmer. It's again, it's a huge sexist conspiracy. So again, it's the mainstreaming of lunacy. This is becoming the norm now.
Maybe she's being sexist for saying women are wearing less clothing. Maybe is she implying that women are using less clothing for a reason in the workplace? It's absolutely insane, Paul, because we see them using the labels sexist or racist to make it for any cause that they want to promote. You know, you're talking about barbecue grilling. Now you're talking about air conditioning. Let's understand that there is an agenda here that is trying to demonize various things that we have in modern society for the sake of creating some kind of a global carbon tax that's going to go to a few carbon billionaires like Al Gore. That's what's really behind this agenda. And they try to paint this as a high moral cause, just as we saw with the Pope embracing this, even bringing into his Vatican Scientific Advisory Council a guy who is a radical depopulationist. That's the thing that they're most concerned about. And they take the moral high ground by labeling everything as sexist or racist, but it's backfiring on them because people are seeing through the absurdity of it.
Well, yeah, and that's how they got into this position in the first place, you know, in decades past. Even if you disagreed with them on a, you know, for example, a fiscally conservative level, leftists would still be able to at least pose as if they were taking the moral high ground, which gave them this kind of credence when it came to making these compassionate arguments about how society should run and how we should look after the less fortunate members of society. But now in 2015, they've abused that moral high ground to such an extent that, again, it's becoming the mainstreaming of lunacy. And scratch beneath the surface just a little. For example, this, you know, air conditioning is sexist. If this was part of a huge patriarchal conspiracy, then wouldn't men want to make women wear less clothes in the office if they were sexist? Of course, they would have the air conditioning low. It would be really warm. It would be hot in the office. Women would wear less clothes. That would obviously appeal to the inherently misogynistic man, right? But no, of course, it makes no sense whatsoever when you analyze it for 2 minutes. But, you know, logic is not the strong point of radical feminists.
That's true. Now, you know, that first report we're talking about that Mark Dice had, where they're talking about, yeah, let's raise the taxes on guys because I'm not a guy. There was another issue that you wanted to talk about, of course, and that was killer robots. And we've just had some information. A lot of things have developed in the last week. I was going to talk about this throughout the show today. I'll probably get back to it tomorrow. A lot of things in terms of genetic modification. There was a report that came out from the Pentagon visualizing the tactical battle field in the year 2050. They're looking at genetically modified humans, people with implants, people they call superhumans. That's one aspect of it that is very troubling. But the other aspect of it that is very, very troubling is the degree of autonomy that they're going to give to drones, to robots on the ground. That is very disturbing. And, of course, they see that as a given trend because they say people simply aren't going to be able to react quickly enough. People are getting accustomed to automated robots everywhere. They're going to become more and more accustomed to this. They're going to accept it. This I see as one of the key dangers confronting us. There's many things that are coming up out of the military-industrial complex owning research, owning science, and they are coming up with one technology after the other that has the capability of inflicting gigadeath on the human population. But, of course, one of these is killer robots. Talk about what's happening in the U.K. in response to killer robots.
Yeah, and again, this is the kind of issue, real threat to humanity that gets lost and buried amongst all this fluff about, you know, Caitlyn Jenner or Bill Cosby or whatever. And it's the fact that today these experts, thousands of scientists, have signed a letter again calling for a ban on autonomous killer robots, including Professor Stephen Hawking, because they say that one day they could be used to carry out mechanized mass slaughter and even ethnic cleansing campaigns if the technology, you know, is abused by dictators and terrorists. What they don't mention is what we've talked about for years, and in fact, what the Pentagon talked about in a 2008 request for contractors, where they called for the development of robots to search for and detect non-cooperative humans during pursuit and invasion scenarios. So they're talking about using these robots, which are being developed by Boston Dynamics, now owned by Google, of course, for DARPA and the Pentagon. Those robots, including the most recent ones they unveiled, Spot and before that Big Dog, were based around pursuing humans in these evasion pursuit scenarios. So now you fast forward that and consider the fact that the Pentagon now wants a quarter of its battlefield troops to be robots within the next 10, 20 years. And of course, that becomes the major threat. Our own governments using this on a grand mechanized scale, and that process getting out of hand because of the ethical considerations tied to robots, who, of course, are more likely to kill, less likely to hesitate when it comes to killing large numbers of people.
Yeah, and as I was going to tell you, I forgot to go back and make that correlation. So I was saying, you know, people are always in favor of raising taxes on other. They're also in favor of using preemptive strikes on other groups. And when we look at the push that has just come out in the last couple of weeks from Mike McCall, where he wants to create a violent extremism department within Homeland Security, putting it under FEMA. At the same time, we see Wesley Clark saying, yeah, people can express their disloyalty to the United States. That's their right. We have a right to segregate those people for the duration of the conflict, meaning the war on terror, which will never go away because there's no defined enemies. But everybody seems to think that this is going to be the other guy. This is something for the foreigner, something for the Islamic jihadists. But we can see with the shooting that happened last week, we can see with the scenarios over and over again that that's not what they're looking for. As a matter of fact, in response to Mike McCall's bill, I just covered it yesterday, one of the people who was analyzing it said, yeah, in order for this to work, we need to understand that we've been focusing too narrowly on Muslims. They're not the real problem. They're not the real problem with homegrown violent extremism. It's all these other people who don't like the government. And so that's where this stuff is essentially going to be leading, Paul.
Well, that's right. And we've had reports where Homeland Security is, you know, given Muslim Brotherhood terrorists the red carpet when they're traveling through U.S. airports. They consistently elevate the threat of homegrown extremists above that of radical terrorists, who, of course, we're creating through our foreign policy. In fact, today it was revealed that Obama gave Turkey the green light to bomb the Kurds, who are actually fighting ISIS in Iraq and Syria. So again, the growth of ISIS continues. We've got these bizarre weapons drops that keep happening. And yet they say that the biggest threat is homegrown terrorism. And you tie that back again to this development of killer robots. In fact, I quoted in the article the new scientist Paul Marks, who responded to the Pentagon request for contractors to build these search and detect robots by saying, How long before we see packs of droids hunting down pesky demonstrators with paralyzing weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Or could the packs even be lethally armed? So you've got, you know, these drones already armed with tasers that police departments across the country are considering using. You've got the federal government identifying homegrown extremists as the terror threat. And you've got the convergence of this technology where these hunting robots will be used to corral potentially dissidents and demonstrators over the next 5, 10, 15 years. So that's the biggest threat as I see it. Yes, from terrorists and dictators, but mainly from our own governments, because that's where all this technology is coming from.
It's very frightening, and there seems to be no awareness of the public as to where this is all heading. I mean, people need to go back and look at the fundamental premise of Jurassic Park, for example. It's very clear when you read the novel. It's even clear in the movie. The movie with screenplay was written by the author of the book, Michael Crichton. And he makes it very clear that people don't see the bigger problem. This is particularly true of the engineers and scientists who are looking at this. They don't have a big picture view. They aren't concerned about what's the consequences for all of society or how this is going to be used by a small number of people. You're talking about swarms of robots, Paul, being used against protesters. That's one of the key things when they visualize the battlefield in the year 2050. They're talking about swarms of robots, and they're talking about how virtually the entire battle will be done by autonomous killing machines, as well as robots that are controlled by superhumans that have been genetically modified that are directly connected to these robots. A small number of people, a small Praetorian Guard, a very frightening possibility. Stay with us. We'll be right back to talk to Paul Joseph Watson from the UK more about killer robots.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. Joining us from the UK is Paul Joseph Watson. Now, the founders of this country understood the dangers of a standing army. Madison specifically warned us that the means of defense abroad would become instruments of tyranny at home. Eisenhower warned us about the military-industrial complex, about the Defense Department making it a business, taking over scientific research, taking over the university's research. More specifically now, we are seeing specific technologies that many scientists have flagged as something that could cause massive death, gigadeth, as Hugo de Garis talks about it. We had him on interviewing him about the dangers inherent in general artificial intelligence, but of course, specific artificial intelligence in terms of killer robots was something else that he was very concerned about. We've talked to Noel Sharkey about the organization that campaigned to stop killer robots. And as Stephen Hawkins has come out against that, and we've just been talking to Paul Joseph Watson in the UK about how the UK is opposing a massive movement by scientists who do see the big picture, who are concerned about this runaway technology and the consequences it could have. But the UK is opposing it just like people here in the U.S., the defense industry in the U.S., because they're very closely linked. We see, Paul, that, of course, the United States, we have more than half of the worldwide defense spending. In other words, put it another way, we spend more than all the rest of the countries combined. And one of the things that pulls us into it is this fear that the other side, whoever that other side may be in their scenario, that the other side is going to get some technology and we're going to be at a loss of that. So we have to get that technology, that lethal technology, before them. So we create all these things like killer robots, like select biological agents with gain of function to make them more deadly, easier to catch. I mean, this is an insane race over the cliff, Paul.
Yeah, and that's what they're warning about. They're saying that this is going to create a killer robot arms race between the United States and countries like Russia and China. And you were talking about the prominent voices that were warning against it. We had an article a couple of years ago about an essay by Colonel Douglas Pryor, who was in U.S. military intelligence. He talked about drones, and he made the comparison that these robots that they're developing today for DARPA, these killer robots, quote, make today's predators and reapers look positively impotent and antique. Mm-hmm. These killer robots will share one thing in common with their primitive progenitors. With remorseless purpose, they will stalk and kill any human deemed a legitimate target by their controllers and programmers. So you've got prominent voices within the U.S. military complex itself warning about that. And of course, because they're merely programmed to kill, similar to the drone program, the deaths of innocents, the responsibility for that will be diffused because there's no human who can be directly blamed for the bloodshed, which is also an advantage if you're engaged in this kind of mechanized mass killing, because you can't put a face to the crime. You can't find a specific victim.
Yeah, so it's just a software error. Just the program that went off. I didn't do it deliberately. We just put that there and it went crazy.
Yeah, and again, you can just blame the technology. You know, a robot is less likely to value collateral damage as well. It's like those Google self-driving cars where they may kill you to save a child under that 1984 style scenario. So they're more likely to not be sensitive to collateral damage, which of course is going to end up with more innocent people dying. We already have 50 innocent people killed on average for every terrorist killed by a drone strike. And that's only going to be replicated and amplified if these killer robots, as the Pentagon have called for, become 25% of the U.S. Army's battlefield forces within the next couple of decades.
Amazing. Very, very frightening. And, of course, this report, and we'll talk more about this report tomorrow, talking about superhumans, micro-targeting, force fields, directed energy weapons. This is a nightmare scenario. This is what you're buying with your taxpayer dollars. Thank you so much for joining us. Paul Joseph Watson, tune in tonight. Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.